Hey, Commissioner Shaken.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, Randy. Randy?
Yes, sir. Yes.
My main phone line just went down at my house, so I have this little crack phone I'm using, so I hope I can stay connected.
Me too.
Okay.
All right, it is 10 a.m. I'll do a roll call and make sure we have a quorum. This is Chair Mariner, so Vice Chair Hatch. Commissioner Boozer.
Present.
Commissioner Doge.
Present.
Commissioner Fager.
Present.
Commissioner Shaken.
Present.
Commissioner Williams.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we'll call the meeting to order. And the first agenda item is to approve the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
I move.
Okay, the motion's moved and seconded. All in favor of the agenda approval, we'll do a roll call. Commissioner Boozer.
Approve.
Commissioner Doge.
Approve.
Commissioner Fager.
Approve.
Commissioner Shaken.
Approve.
Commissioner Williams.
Approved.
Thank you. Also, in your packet, you received the draft of the minutes of the open session of May 27th. Are there any corrections or additions that need to be made? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Commissioner Doge, move.
Can I get a second?
Mr. Shaken, second.
Mr. Shaken, second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer.
Approve.
Commissioner Doge.
Approve.
Commissioner Fager.
Approved.
Commissioner Shaken.
Approve.
Commissioner Williams.
Approved.
Minutes are approved. We'll go next to the consent agenda. Item number one are the new instant ticket games. Number 551, a $5 luck. Number 552, a $10, 10,000 lucky. 553, $30, $100,000 lucky. 554, $1 holiday cheer. 555, a $2 cookies and cash.
Yeah.
556, a $3 peppermint payout. 557, a $5 holiday riches. 558, a $10 unwrap the cash. And could I remind everybody to please mute unless you're talking, because we're getting some feedback. Number two, the EGD games and component testing certified lab software, hardware, and game certifications, VLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines from the period of 5/13/21 to 6/10/21. Number three are the consent agreements, regulatory violations, Horseshoe Casino, January 2021, Live Casino, January and February 2021, MGM Casino, February 2021. Number four, the consent agreements, underage violations, MGM Casino case numbers 2021-0601 to 004. Number five are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number six are the staff reports. John Martin, the Managing Director and Chief Revenue Officer. Paula Yocum, the Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer. Leah Momorsky, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer. Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications. James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance. And Holly Sinko, Principal Counsel of the Attorney General's Office. Anyone care to pull anything off of the consent agenda for discussion? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Shaken, second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Welcome, Bert. We'll now call the roll for approval. Vice Chair Hatch?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, we'll move next to the operator reports. And we'll start with Hollywood and Matt.
Good morning. So May was another outstanding month for Hollywood, up nearly 23% overall versus 2019. Slots were up 27%. Those slot volumes were even better, up 35%. So we just didn't hold in that area versus 2019 this year. Tables were down about 9%, but that's also because we didn't hold versus 2019, as volumes were up in tables 15%. So all in all, just a tremendous month for Hollywood. We haven't seen any signs of slowing in June either. Tables is actually even stronger from a volume standpoint so far, so we look forward to hopefully finishing strong. The Penn National acquisition is very close to being complete. Penn will officially take control of the property next Thursday, July 1st, and we plan to really celebrate that occasion on property that day. So with this transition, I can also announce my own. Penn has hired me on to run their two Tunica properties in Mississippi starting in July. It's where I started my career, so I'm excited to be heading home in that way. 7 years in one market is an eternity. I wish I could be there in person to thank all of you, but I can't thank the commission, the lottery, and my fellow operators enough for this experience. I also get the pleasure of introducing the new general manager in Perryville, Allie Evangelista, and with that, I will let her introduce herself.
Well, thank you, Matt. So, hi, everyone. I'm Allie Evangelista. I'm currently the general manager at Hollywood Mahoney Valley in Ohio. And I'm really excited to transition here to Maryland. My first day here on property will be July 12th. This is my first time in Maryland, actually, so I had the opportunity to travel around and look for homes. We'll be relocating my family here soon. Prior to Ohio, I was also in Pennsylvania, in Iowa, and Missouri. So this will be my first time working at the Maryland area, but I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Well, Allie, welcome to the family. And Matt, I was around when you got here, so we'll miss you, and we certainly wish you well.
I really appreciate it. It's been quite a ride, and you guys got the rare double GM presentation today, so I'm happy to provide that for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You finished with your report?
Yes. Any questions you may have?
I think none. Godspeed, son.
Thank you.
Let's go next to live, please. I don't believe Anthony's with us today, but who from live is on? Let me call. Okay. I assume that Bobby Sample's not on the call.
No, actually, Bobby is.
Oh, okay then. Yeah. I didn't mean to slight you. I just assumed that you were busy there.
We do have a situation going on this morning, but I was able to pull myself away long enough for the call. And thankfully, I put all my notes together last night, so I'm prepared. So our gaming revenue is up 18.8% to May 2019. That is largely driven by slots. Slots was up 18.1%, and that was driven by volume. Our hold was actually down slightly in comparison. Our table revenue is up 19.3%. That is volume and hold driven. Our hold was up just a tick in comparison to 2019. It was very much attributed to three significant days that we had in the month of May. I think I mentioned on the last call that our Derby Day festivities here on May 1st were a brand new record in slot revenue. That lasted until the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which became another number one slot revenue day in our history. And that only held the title for less than 24 hours because Sunday of Memorial Day weekend was also a new number one day for net slot revenue. It poured down rain here in the Ocean City area for the Memorial Day weekend, which benefited every business that you could be inside of for the crowd that was here. So certainly benefited us in the month of May. June is still trending very positively as well in comparison to 2019. Our big promotion this month, which will come to It's end this Saturday is the Chick-Tac-Toe promotion where you play tic-tac-toe against a chicken. I myself made fun of this promotion when it was being talked about, but I stand corrected. It's been very, very popular. And the only other item I have is our staffing is still a concern, as it is, I'm sure, for all the other operators. Largely in food and beverage, though, we are planning to reopen our Poseidon's Pub in July, which is our sit-down restaurant, so we are looking forward to that. And I just want to take the opportunity to wish all my best to Matt. It's been a pleasure working with you over the last 4 years after I made GM. Welcome to Allie. Looking forward to working with you going forward. And it looks like in my 4 years at least here, Skylar and I are the only two left from the GM group from when I started. So, Skylar, you're not allowed to go anywhere. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Let's try live again. Anybody on the call from live?
Yes, sir. Anthony's here. I apologize. I had a little technical difficulty this morning.
Good. Welcome.
I hope to my friend Bobby, I hope I'm here 4 years from now. I can have that same conversation. May was a solid month for live casino. Total revenue of $66.7 million, up roughly 10% compared to 2019. Slots led the way. Slots with $44 million, up about 20% from 2019. So slots continues to be very strong. We're seeing a lot of pent-up demand. The 50-plus-year-old guest that may have been a bit tentative in coming back seems to be resurging quite a bit now that we're in sort of a safer environment, I guess you'd say, as the pandemic kind of resides. Table slightly down. Was $14.9 million in revenue, about a 1% decline, primarily the result of a modest reduction in hold percentage, not volume. The volumes were up. We just didn't hold very well. Poker's been trending very well in 2021. May finishing strong, up about 18% from 2019, finishes the month at $1.4 million. So from a gaming perspective, May was very strong for us and happy to see the pent-up demand continues to show strength. In regards to non-gaming revenues, we still have not fully recovered from our pre-pandemic levels, down about 20% compared to 2019. However, we still have one of our food and beverage outlets that has not yet reopened. We're targeting a relaunch for that final outlet in August, so we should see a rebound in regards to that year-over-year comparison to 19. At that point, once that restaurant reopens, all of our food and beverage offerings will be back in full 100% operation compared to pre-pandemic levels. We also have our new sport and social venue, the future home of our FanDuel sports betting hub. That is now really just starting to gain some traction, gaining in popularity. We've had a couple pay-per-view events there, some boxing events and some UFC events. And it's just a fantastic venue that's adding a lot of ambiance to the property. Our guests love it, and we look forward to bringing on sports betting, which will just make it that much stronger. Forward-looking, we will reopen our event center, the Hall at Live, our entertainment center in August with two full-room concert shows. Demand seems to be really strong. We've already sold out the two concerts we have scheduled for August, and so now we're looking to confirm our calendar for the remainder of the year and also the lineup for 2022. In regards to live in the community, just a couple points worth mentioning. We supported the Maryland Washington Minority Companies Associated COVID-19 Heroes Breakfast recently, made a $5,000 donation to their efforts. We also supported the Blue Angels Foundation, their annual show for the United States Naval Academy, offered them a $10,000 donation. And then recently, several of our live team members, we continue to support the Anne Arundel County Food Bank. In May, we volunteered, several team members went there for multiple days, helping sorting and organizing food to be distributed to those in need throughout the county. So some good things we're doing in the community. Finally, you know what, it's already that time of year. I can't believe it, but we're already talking about, New Year's Eve and also our budget for 2022 and how we're thinking about coming out of this pandemic and getting after it in 2022. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Anthony. All right, Skylar, you're up. Lucky up.
Good morning, commissioners. Hope everyone's doing well. Month of May, very good for us, up 21.4% overall gaming revenue over our 2019 numbers. Great month in tables helped fuel that growth, along with significant growth in volume in the slot side, and really all across the resort. So it's been really, really good to see. Memorial Day weekend was the best three-day stretch we've had since opening the casino in 2013. And June continues on a blistering start to the month with continued demand throughout, with a lot of driving guests that maybe aren't comfortable flying. They're going for these staycation events. That's been very, very good for us. Like, we've seen numbers in the hotel where we would generally get a little bit of reprieve after the school year ends and in between the 4th of July, and it's just been off the chain. So very encouraging. Encouraging start to June. Very, very excited for the rest of the summer. We held a VIP event last night to celebrate the reopening of our newly remodeled Lakeside Grill. Great feedback from our guests, local dignitaries, Allegheny County, the governor's representatives came as well. Very excited to have an event with real people at the event, and it was incredibly fun just to be around other people in an event of that capacity. So great to see. Today we're holding a VIP gift giveaway on property. Again, exciting to have these type of live events back. In May, our leadership team was also able to get back out into the community with the Day of Caring and Sharing and the Beautify Cumberland committee to go through, help clean up Constitution Park, and get back to what we were really doing while laying the groundwork with the philanthropic outreach. So great to see that coming back. Also, we're welcoming concerts back this summer. Matt, you'll be excited to hear the Amish Outlaws are going to be coming in July. So if you've got any free time before you head back to Mississippi, swing on by. And we'll be welcoming local favorites Kicks later in the summer as well. After an almost two-year hiatus, Team Rocky Gap was able to bring back the Allegheny County Chamber Golf Trophy back to the resort. So glad to see that back in its rightful place. And lastly, I want to wish the best of luck to Matt. It's been great working with you over the last 6 years since I've been here. And best of luck to you. And Allie, welcome to the team. We have a great group of GMs, very collaborative. And I think over the last year and a half through COVID, I think it's really brought this group even closer together. So welcome and best of luck, Matt.
Well, thank you, Skyler, and congrats. Let's go to Lee.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, actually, it's Randy Conroy. Lee was going to pitch in for me, but I got back in the saddle here. So, good morning, everybody.
Awesome.
Horseshoe reported $13.5 million in slot revenue. That was up a million over the same period in 2019. Table games, $6 million, down $2 million from 2019. So, that's kind of the trend we've seen for a while. Slots are up a little bit, tables off. We are still under the Baltimore City indoor mask mandate, and that stays in place until July 1st. Encouraged to see Mayor Scott make the announcement as of July 1st that the indoor mask mandate will no longer be in place. And at that point, we'll be parity with the other Maryland casinos, and excited about just the overall progress in the fight against the pandemic. We are hiring. You probably see some of the news coverage on that. Really want to bolster our table games business. So we're hiring, have over 100 dealer positions open. And we're also hiring for a new restaurant that will open up this fall in conjunction with sports betting. Mr. Mooney will be pleased to hear, but our G&D count room equipment install is wrapping up. So we have brand new machinery there, and the team is quite excited about a better system than we've had in the past, but that was good collaboration with the lottery, and I appreciate your efforts on that. As far as other events, we have sponsored in the past month the Baltimore City AIDS Walk and had a big participation in the Pride Day activities. And then next Friday, we have our employee summer barbecue, kind of kickoff of the summer. And that's an all-day through the evening event for our team members, the highlight of which will be yours truly on the dunk tank from 6 to 8 at night. So hopefully people can deal cards well but can't throw baseballs very well, or I'm going to be in the water quite a bit. So, and finally, today we have another vaccine event for our team members. This is, we're making it very easy for our team members to get vaccinated. And if you recall, we offer essentially about a $100 gift card incentive for those that get the vaccine. Finally, I'll echo the other sentiments, Matt. Best of luck to you. You and I have gone back a long way, even before Maryland days, and I'm sure you'll do fantastic in Tunica. Good luck there. And Allie, welcome aboard. As Skylar pointed out, this is a pretty small group of casinos in Maryland, but we work quite well together and encouraged to get to know you and continue the collaboration. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, Randy, don't forget to send us the dunk tank pics, okay?
If I get in the water, I'll do it for you. You got it. Take care.
Well, thank you. Let's go to Jeff Schrader with MGM.
Good morning. In May, National Harbor saw some really strong numbers. We had total gaming revenue, which was up 16% over May 2019, which was largely driven by a 14% increase in slots and a 20% increase in table games. The increase that made May the single best month for slot revenue in our property's history. And for tables, it was our fifth best month in property history. And all this despite the fact that we still had the 50% capacity restrictions for more than half the month. So we were doing great in May, and with one big weekend to go, June is looking strong as well. So we're hopeful that we'll finish strong and June we'll have strong results. In terms of operations, after what everybody knows has been a long 15 months of no or little programming, we're finally beginning to ramp back up. And the end of May, we started special discounts and extra free play for some of our older MLife members, trying to reactivate that demographic. And we have a June gift series that is really designed to celebrate the return of fall and summer travel plans, including luggage and things like that. And then as we wrap up June here, we're going to have a 150K blackjack tournament and a VIP golf tournament the next week. We also just opened our new Diablo's Cantina restaurant, obviously based on the name, is a Mexican-themed, very beverage-heavy bar-type environment in the old Fish location. I had the privilege of previewing it, and it was quite good. I highly encourage folks to try it out if they're interested in that type of thing. We've also been partnering with 102.3 local radio station to promote a Wind Down Thursdays, or Thursday Wind Down, I forget which way it's called, where we have concerts and food and beverage out on our Potomac Plaza last Thursday due to the rain. The previous Thursday, last Thursday, was our first. It was really successful. It was a fantastic environment, just everybody hanging out, you know, chairs and blankets and listening to the band and just having a good time in it. So the first time in a long time seemed like some normalcy was returning, so that was great. In terms of entertainment, we are more than thrilled to announce that we're in the process of reopening our theater. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be our first live performer with two shows on July 22nd. And then just last week, we announced Bruno Mars is bringing his show back to the theater for two shows on August 6th and 7th, which will actually mark his only East Coast tour stop. So we're pretty excited about that, and demand is quite high. I think that's a great way to return to live entertainment at MGM National Harbor. And last but certainly not least, in terms of community involvement, one particular highlight is that we recently partnered with Food and Friends to package meals for needy families in the area. And we're trying to continue to encourage our folks to get out and perform philanthropic activities and donate their time. And I guess finally, Matt, I wanted to wish best of luck to you. I know we haven't worked together much. I have not been around that long, but it has been a pleasure getting to know you. And Allie, as everyone else said, welcome. And obviously, if there's anything we can do to help and integrate you into our Maryland family, if you will, I'm more than happy to help. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate all the great news from all of you. Okay, let's go to our vendor partners. We'll start with Scientific Games, Steve Smith.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. We are finishing up, or I think we're pretty much finished, the debit installation. Debit installation went well and is handling over $1 million a week already, so that's been a success. We're now kind of pivoting into getting ready for the Powerball change that will take place in August with the added day of sales on Monday. And self-service continues to do very well. We've hit $11,000 average a week on those, which is tremendous for a self-service terminal. And Fast Play just recently reached the 100 million mark, and Maryland is still number one. We dropped down to number two once in a while, but I believe after last week, Maryland was still number one in Fast Play sales in the country, which is quite an achievement for the lottery. And that's about it. Any questions?
Don't think so. Thanks, Steve. Okay, let's go to Pollard and Matt Isaac, please.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to you all this morning. From Pollard Banknote, we have had 19 games in some form or production over the last quarter. Sales have continued to be really good. They've been flattening out a little bit compared to last year, but compared to 2019, sales are up 23% in the last quarter. Aggregate sales for the year are 18%, which is really strong compared to some of the states surrounding. And I'll give you some of those comparables. DC is up 7%. New Jersey's up 11.4%. New York's 1.7%. Virginia's 12.6%. And you know the last quarter growth of over 2019 is extremely positive considering that you know the volume at casinos has continued to grow and they're doing really well. There was some concern that there would be some cratering in instant sales once people started going back to the casinos. It looks like that isn't so pronounced, so that's good looking going forward. Other than that, there's not much else going on. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to field them.
Well, thank you, Matt. Let's go to IGT with Gary Cherwinski.
Good morning. Operationally, everything's going well. Our external auditors are finishing up the annual SOC audit. We successfully completed the first of two of our disaster recovery tests this week. System conversion project is going well. It's on track and presently tracking for the scheduled completion date in September. That's all I have to report.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Okay, now we'll move to the staff. Mr. Nielsen, for your first time at bat, you're up.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. So I have a couple things to add to, in addition to my report. I'm sure you've all heard about the VaxCash promotion that continues. We have completed 31 drawings as of this morning, and 23 of those winners have already claimed their prizes, so that's moving along really well. And it's a good collaboration between us and MDH. The casinos all talked about their numbers and how May was a record beating out March. On the lottery side, as Gordon has often said, we continue to do very, very well. We have already set a new record and are looking at a $2.6 billion year. The only bad news with that is it's gonna be really tough to come close to that next year, but we will look forward to the challenge. On the staff side, I'm really looking forward to having most of our employees back in the office starting July 1st for about 60% of the time. Some will be a little bit more. It'll be great to see people wandering around and fill this place up again. On terms of sports betting, we have a team of about 8 working on regulations that we hope to present to the commission next month. It's a big effort. It's going to be probably in excess of 200 pages. So we just keep pushing away on that. And there's also something in the sports wagering bill that did not get a lot of attention, but as of May 18th, daily fantasy sports operators were required to pay a 15% tax on their net proceeds, and we are working to put together some documents and a framework to collect those taxes. And that's about it. Any questions?
No, sir. Well done. Okay, let's go to Mr. Logue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Does anybody have any questions on the gaming report for the month before we get started?
No, thank you. Please proceed.
Okay, today's agenda item is the Hollywood Casino Perryville temporary VLT reduction. Hollywood Casino has submitted a request for a temporary reduction to the number of VLTs on their gaming floor. The reduction would allow for a reconfiguration of their current gaming space. Their plan would allow for the addition of two poker tables, one table game, and additional space for future projects. The plan will also include the removal of 30 existing VLTs that will be replaced with 30 brand new units. Hollywood Casino is currently approved for 792 VLTs. They are requesting a temporary reduction of 26 for a final count of 766. With approval, the project is scheduled to begin in July with an anticipated completion date at or near the end of September 2021. The temporary reduction request is for an indefinite period of time to allow for an evaluation of the project results. Hollywood Casino projects that the completion of this project will result in a net increase in gaming revenue. The original report and the new floor schematic can be found on the NLGCA Drive under my confidential file. So the commission action requested today would be the approval of Hollywood Casino's request for a temporary reduction of 26 VLTs, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion amongst the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
So moved, Mr. Stakem.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hesch?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
Okay, Mr. Logue, anything else?
That's all for me today, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mooney, you are up.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. You have my monthly report. Are there any questions on my monthly report before you give us directions and swear us in for the action item?
I don't believe so. So I'm going to apologize ahead of time for probably screwing up these names. But we will conduct a hearing on the application of, guys, help me with it. What is
Gaiseki Endeavorant?
Thank you. Gaiseki Endeavorant Currency Technology America, Inc. for the renewal of its manufacturing license. Here's how we will proceed. I will collectively administer the oath to anyone who may or testify or answer a question. Then Mr. Mooney will describe the results of his staff investigation. Anyone on the call for this hearing on behalf of G&D may speak. The commission may ask questions of staff or a G&D representative. Then I will ask for a motion to renew the manufacturer's license. Now I will collectively administer the oath to all individuals who may testify or answer questions. This will be for agency staff who worked on the background investigation and any representative of G&D who is called in today for the hearing. Anyone who will take the oath, now state your name before I administer the oath, starting with the agency staff.
John Mooney.
Bill Metz.
Mark Ermer.
Mike Pfister.
Dita Robinson.
Is anyone from G&D on the call?
Gregory Peterson.
Okay, do each of you solemnly swear? Oh, I'm sorry. Anyone else?
Sean Hampton.
Thank you. Now, do each of you solemnly swear or affirm under the penalties of perjury that any statement you will make in this matter will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Mike Pfister.
Okay, Mr. Mooney, will you describe the results of your investigation?
Yes, as you did, I'm going to apologize in advance for the pronunciation of several of the names. Gaiseki and Deverant are, I believe, some of the easier names to pronounce that may be coming forward. So for those of you from G&D, I apologize. Commissioners, we are conducting a hearing on the manufacturer's renewal license application submitted by Gaiseki and Deverant Currency Technology America, Inc. The Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency is required by the gaming law to conduct an investigation to determine if G&D is qualified to be awarded a manufacturer's license. You, the commissioners, have been provided with a complete investigative report on G&D. You have also received a copy of the public report that was in your packets and made available to everyone on the agency website. I will summarize the reports that have been given to you. G&D was last approved for a manufacturer's license by the commission on August 17, 2016. G&D has maintained its manufacturer's license in good standing and has not been subject to any disciplinary sanctions by the commission. G&D America was incorporated in Delaware on October 10, 1990, and subsequently changed its legal name to G&D Currency Technology America. Effective August 7, 2017, the company sells, installs, and services banknote processing system hardware, software, and related peripherals. Its main offices and manufacturing facilities are located in Dulles, Virginia. The company also has offices located in Nevada and Ontario, Canada. G&D is currently licensed by 12 state gaming regulatory authorities, 38 tribal gaming agencies and commissions, and by gaming regulatory authorities in Ontario and Quebec, Canada. In 2016, G&D's parent company, G&D GmbH, began to restructure its organization. As a result of the restructure, G&D Deverant Current Technology America Inc. spun off its card and services division to its parent company. In addition, G&D Currency Technology America became a wholly owned subsidiary of G&D Currency Technology GmbH, a newly created holding company effective July 1, 2017. G&D Currency Technology GmbH is located in Munich, Germany, and is a wholly owned subsidiary of G&D GmbH, which in turn is a wholly owned by MC Millingenschaft MGH, a holding company. MCF MBH currently has 2,000 shares of capital stock issued and outstanding. The following individuals hold more than 5% of the economic benefit of the outstanding capital stock of MCF MBH: Cecilia Gabriel Marion and Sylvia von Mitch Hollandale each own 495 shares, equivalent to 24.75% of the outstanding shares each. Each of the individuals have filed a principal employee renewal application with the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission. G&D Currency Technology GmbH and Gaiseki and Deverant GmbH and MCF MBH have all filed principal entity disclosure forms with the commission. We performed a detailed analysis of G&D's operating performance and financial condition for the financial years ending December 31st, 2015 through December 31st, 2019, and we offer the following. G&D was found to have financial stability, integrity, and responsibility. There were no materials issues involving the known financial backers. G&D possesses a requisite good character, honesty, and integrity. G&D has sufficient business ability and experience. There were no potential disqualifying factors. Our investigation has confirmed that the applicant has sufficient financial resources and found no derogatory information regarding the applicant's qualifications. Based on the criteria in the gaming law, we conclude that the applicant has established by clear and convincing evidence the qualifications required for renewal of its manufacturer's license.
Thank you, Mr. Mooney. Anyone on the call on behalf of G&D care to speak? Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, I'll now ask for a motion to find that Kaiseki and Deverant Currency Technology America Inc. has established by clear and I'm sorry? Okay, let's try this again. Has established by clear and convincing evidence its qualifications under the gaming law for renewal of its manufacturer's license. Now, may I get a motion?
Commissioner Dutch, so moved.
Commissioner Hatch, second.
Moved and seconded. I'll call the roll for approval. Vice Chair Hesch?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Mr. Dosh?
Approved.
Mr. Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approved.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. Mr. Mooney, you're approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, commissioners.
Anything else?
No, I have nothing else, sir.
Okay, we're calling a special meeting July the 15th to review sports wagering rigs, and that'll be on a call at 10 a.m. Our next regular commission meeting will be Thursday, August 26th, again on an audio conference call. And with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.